I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Sausalito's city manager is home from jail. San Rafael voters will be asked to raise taxes this November. San Francisco's Great Highway is back on the ballot. Traffic in San Rafael will slow down this fall. And three Bay Area youth baseball teams might make it to the Little League World Series. Sausalito city manager Elaine Forbes is home from jail as she continues her court-ordered psychological evaluation. In the wee hours of July 18th, 2 days after being placed on a leave of absence, Forbes was arrested at the Sausalito Yacht Harbor. She was charged with one count of prowling, 2 counts of unauthorized lodging on 2 boats, and 1 count of petty theft. Forbes was the former director of the Port of San Francisco. She began her new job in Sausalito July 1st. During her month-long leave of absence, the city is continuing operations with assistant manager Brandon Phipps performing the duties of city manager. A family spokesperson said Forbes is experiencing a mental health crisis and asked for public compassion and patience. On November 3rd, the city of San Rafael will be asking voters to approve a sharp increase in property transfer tax. The council voted to include the measure last week. If approved by a simple majority, the measure is expected to increase the city's real property transfer tax from $2 to $10 per $1,000 of a property's sale value. It could generate about $6 million annually to help cover general fund deficits through 2029. San Rafael interim city manager Paul Navazio told the council last week that the money would help tackle $10 million in funding needs over the next 10 years. He said the city faced infrastructure deficits on road repairs, park maintenance, and public safety costs. Opponents say the tax will increase the cost of housing, arguing that it would unfairly burden home sellers, particularly older residents. San Francisco's Great Highway is back on the ballot. The Department of Elections certified a November measure that asks voters whether to reopen the coastal road to weekday vehicle traffic while keeping it closed on the weekends. In 2024, voters passed Proposition K, which permanently closed the 2-mile stretch and created the Sunset Dunes Coastal Park. A majority of the city's West Side residents voted against the closure and have campaigned for the decision to be reversed ever since. They even recalled the former supervisor, Joel Engardio. The new citizen-led ballot effort follows a failed attempt by Engardio's replacement, current District 4 Supervisor Alan Wong, to get a similar measure on the June ballot. Supporters of the new proposal call it a compromise, restoring weekday vehicle access while preserving the park on the weekends. Opponents, including Friends of Sunset Dunes and several members of the Board of Supervisors, say reopening the road would require removing park amenities and could cost millions of dollars. New speed limit signs will be installed this fall on 18 San Rafael roads. They're going to reduce the speeds by 5 miles per hour. The San Rafael City Council voted to make the changes last week, authorized under Assembly Bill 43, which allows cities to lower speed limits on high injury corridors and streets adjacent to vulnerable populations like older adults and the unhoused. Some of the roads that will be affected are Anderson Drive, Canal Street at Spinnaker Point Drive, Kerner Boulevard, Los Gamos Drive, 3rd Street, and Point San Pedro Road. 3 Bay Area youth baseball teams have a chance to advance toward the Little League World Series. With players aged 12 and younger, teams from Mill Valley, San Ramon Valley, and Los Gatos are competing this week in the Northern California Regional Tournament in Chico. Winners go to the West Region Tournament in San Bernardino in August before advancing to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The international tournament brings together some of the best youth baseball teams from around the world. Bollinger Cannon Little League from San Ramon has already qualified as one of 6 U.S. teams competing internationally in the Little League Intermediate 57 World Series. Those games are taking place in Livermore for players up to 13 years old. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.